BBC Radio Sussex.
Next up, let's play Cluedo. It's the famous murder mystery board game. Was it Professor Plum in the library with a candlestick, or was it Colonel Mustard in the ballroom with the knife? Now you're wondering why I'm talking about Cluedo today. Well, that's because, did you know the game was inspired by a hotel right here in Sussex? And now people want to recognise it properly. Mike Laslett is the archivist for Rotting Dean Heritage and joins us now. Hello, Mike.
Good morning, Danny.
This will be news to lots of people, including me. So tell us what we need to know about Rotting Dean and Cluedo.
Well, Tudor Close is still there in Rotting Dean, but today it's turned into houses, lovely residential homes. But it was originally built as houses, which didn't sell in the 30s because of the Depression, so they created a hotel from it, which lasted right until the end of the wartime. And at that hotel, you might be amused to know that they had travelling entertainers who came there to entertain the guests called Anthony and Elva Pratt. They hosted their murder mystery games at the hotel. They were played out by guests and local actors, as you can imagine. They called it Murder at Tudor Close, and later they took this on to Waddington's, who marketed it as Cluedo. So that was about 1949.
Wow, that's amazing, because those murder mystery evenings have, you know, they've been around forever, haven't they? And they're still popular today.
They are still very popular, but this is the early days in the 30s when that sort of entertainment commenced. And as I say, it was very popular amongst quite wealthy guests. They had some very wealthy guests at Tudor Close, some famous film stars and so on. People like Bette Davis, Cary Grant, and Errol Flynn stayed there in the 30s. It was a place you could stay, and you could put up your chauffeur and your posh car in their posh garages. It was a very fine place to stay. Sadly, when the war came and people couldn't get the petrol, they didn't run out to Rotting Dean, to these lovely places anymore. But
that's amazing. Do you know what the folks who live at Tudor Close now think of that? Do they know this history?
I think it's a mix. One or two people are very keen and love to talk about it, and there's probably one or two people who haven't the foggiest idea what went on in those days.
Just describe the look of the building.
It is very unusual. It looks exactly like a beautiful row of Tudor houses. But in fact, it was only built in the 1930s by the same people who developed most of Salt Dean. You know, the Lido and the Ocean Hotel and even Peacehaven was developed by a chap called Charles Neville. And part of this development, when he got to Rotting Dean, he tried to make it just a little bit more upmarket. And what he did was convert a lot of barns that were already there. So already quite a few old timbers, and he added to them by other timbers from, I mean, there might even be ships at Portsmouth Stockyard and things like that. So there could be some real Tudor beams in there from Tudor warships. We just don't know.
So it was built with a retro look at the time.
It was built with a retro look with retro materials. But it's got two twisted Elizabethan type chimneys. And it's the old black and white Elizabethan Tudor stuff that you're used to seeing. But it's not like a mock thing that someone's done from B&Q. It is very authentically done. It's a very, very attractive building. But it was, of course, originally like a farmyard with barns. That was the very basis of it.
And so what's the push for having this building in Rotting Dean sort of recognised as the sort of birthplace of Cluedo?
Well, people walk up the high street and they get as far as the pond and the Grange and the village church, but they don't probably not going to go any further. There's no reason to in their mind. But if they turn right at the church, they will be able to see Tudor Close, and it really, really is a fantastic and interesting place to see. And you can be reminded of the fact that there was a farmyard there, because if you look at one of the flint walls opposite, although it seems to be ordinary bungalows opposite, you can still see metal rings in the flint wall where they used to tie the cattle up to. And they're still in the wall there, opposite Tudor Close. So you keep your eye out for something like that when you
I go. Will do. It's been a good week for Rotting Dean, Mike, because I don't know if you heard this, but at the Grammy Awards, the Music Awards in the States on Sunday, it was all about Taylor Swift, apart from two artists who live in Rotting Dean, James Theseus Buck and Luke Brooks, who run their company called Rotting Dean Bazaar. And they designed the artwork for an album, and they won a Grammy Award for that. And they stayed up all night and spoke to us on Monday morning about their success. How about that?
Oh, that is really good, isn't it? But you're more likely to see Tudor clothes than you are to spot them in the village, probably, aren't you?
You might do. Okay. Nice to speak to you, Mike.
That's a pleasure. Bye-bye,
thanks
Danny.
A lot. Okay. Mike Laslett there, the archivist for Rottingdean Heritage.